Hello, my name is Delmer Eldred, and I want to welcome you to an interview with Corey Gibson. He is the National Director of the Development for Rethink GOP. He's Communications Director for the Byrd for Governor campaign and founder of American First PAC, which stands for Protecting America's Constitution and Traditions. And Corey, I really appreciate you joining me today.
Oh, Delmer, thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited to talk with you.
Yeah, how's the campaign going so far right now?
Sammy's campaign is going extremely well. You know, having just recently ended my own sort of first ever large scale campaign for Congress, I have a new perspective, and Sammy is bringing to the table so much more than I've seen from other candidates or even what I had when I started my campaign. I really could not be more excited about both the momentum and sort of the strategic vision that the team has that I really think is going to make this a true opportunity to get a Republican finally in office as governor.
Well, you know, getting in early and giving people more time to get acquainted, or the most amount of voters to get acquainted with Sammy and his message, that's pretty much essential, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think it is. And you know what it's done for us and for his campaign is when you're running for an office like governor, it's a monumental task, you know, and we've got to get the number right, but over 30 counties, you know, across the state, and we've got to work with all the chairs, and there's really just a lot of work to be done. And Sammy's campaign, by time anyone else even announces, because keep in mind, no one that seems to seem like a real significant threat has announced that they're running for governor yet. And by time they do announce, Sammy's machine is such a fine-tuned, well-adjusted operation that I think that by starting early, that he's already set the groundwork for, I think he's going to intimidate a lot of other people and make them realize their best bet is to get behind him and support him, not to run against him.
Yeah. The thing is that truth and honesty have a hard time attacking that. And yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, you do. And that's what's so great about Sammy Byrd is I got to know Sammy back when I was running, and I remember listening to him speak, and I didn't really know much about him at the time. And I remember saying I said it on the microphone because he spoke at one of my events, and I said, man, I cannot wait to vote for you for governor. And that was before I knew that he had any ambitions of that type. And the thing about Sammy Byrd is he's inspiring. He's coming at this because he really truly cares about the people of Washington State. He has a background that's, I always thought that I had a fairly interesting background until I met Sammy Byrd. And now I feel like I've lived a pretty boring life because he's so accomplished, but so much of his work has been focused on our nation, on our children, on our communities. And, you know, sometimes, Delmar, it feels like some people are called at a certain time to do certain things. And, you know, I feel very much like I'm part of a campaign that has that going for it. I feel like there's a higher power that is guiding us in this campaign, because I think Sammy is really the best, greatest chance for Washington State right now. And I think he's going to inspire people to really get behind him and get that sense of hope back that conservatism they've been losing for a while.
I think you're 100% right. And what do you think Republicans need to do to win this?
Well, the first thing Republicans need to do to win is they need to not give up, right? We know that there's enough registered voters for us to flip this state. So it comes down to voter turnout is what it comes down to. And one of the things that is inevitable, and it's one of the powers that has been that the left has been using against us, is essentially making us feel like there's no hope. What's the point? Because there's so many things that make us feel like this is all stacked against us. But the truth is, we still have a country where we can still pull off these upsets, right? And in Washington State, let's be honest, that's what it would be. It would be a tremendous but exciting sort of upset. And I happen to think that the ingredients that come with Semi make that possible, despite who else he might be running against. And they have the best possible intentions, but Semi brings something to the table that's so much more unifying, I think. You know, you mentioned in the intro my role with Rethink GOP. And I think that that is also going to be a tool that's going to be very helpful in helping for conservatives to take back some elections, because this is the first national organized strategic ground game operation that's going to be focused specifically on the idea of ballot harvesting. And so we're going to be rolling that out nationally. And you know what, Delmer, it's so interesting because we hate ballot harvesting at the end of the day. What we really want as conservatives more than anything is we want election integrity. We would rather lose an election and know that it's fair than win an election by cheating, right? That's a conservative value.
Right.
But as it stands, this is something that's out there. The Democrats are doing it, and we now need to jump in and capitalize on this opportunity to take advantage of this. And so we're going to do it. So we need for people to feel hope. We need the energy. We need the excitement in order to take back our state and to take back our communities and to take back our country. We gotta keep pushing.
Well, you know, do you feel that the 2024 election is going to determine if we keep marching towards government control or we get back into free market society?
You know, that's a really good question. I think a lot of us look at the situation and we start to realize that we are approaching a point where, well, first, we never thought we would be because this is the United States, right? And we also recognize that many of us, at least, that we are just watching history repeat itself. You know, not maybe American history, but the history of countries across the, you know, through time, that have turned into, you know, Marxist states. And so we are facing a battle that is the most important battle that we've ever had in saving our country, certainly since the Civil War. And that battle is really happening right now, which is why we can't emphasize enough the how much we need to participate. We need to, you know, we need to project hope and optimism and really fight hard, because we are, I think, on the brink of going so far past the lines that we never thought we'd cross in our country that we don't have the perspective on how it looks to get back to where we were. But I do want to say this, you know, we've seen this happen throughout history, like I said, but there's something different about us. You know, we are the American people. We have the American spirit behind us. It's a unique and different thing. And so I happen to think that if there was ever a group of people in world history that were in a position to defy the way that I suppose human nature is always directed and push these countries to becoming like dictatorships and, you know, military states and Marxist countries, it's us. It's the American people. We're just wired differently. We believe in liberty to such an extent that it's an extension of ourselves, you know? So I remain very optimistic, but I'm not taking anything for granted. That's why I'm diving in as many ways as I possibly can. And I just encourage everyone else to have that same fighting spirit, I suppose.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about America First PAC?
Yes, one of my favorite topics. when I was running for Congress, I had this idea that we needed to unite. We needed to unite candidates who were running for Congress on a national scale, so that we would be aligned with each other. We'd help each other on the campaign trail, right? So some of us maybe had talents with social media, so we would help each other out. But once we were in Congress, we would then be a unified bloc that would do the job that we have not seen happen with our elected officials in Congress. That's how it started. I was shocked, pleasantly, I suppose, at how successful it became. We had over 30 candidates from Congress, Senate, attorney generals, and it really ended up creating this national unifying entity that's focused on getting candidates that believe in America First policy. And honestly, here's what America First policy is. It's secure borders. It's energy independence. It's supporting our police. It's parents' rights in education. It's the stuff that conservatives believe in, but the stuff that Republicans have not been making happen in Congress. And I've said many times in my campaign that I keep measuring my campaign. I'm not running for office for the record right now. weak Republicans have proven more dangerous than Democrats, in my opinion. They've allowed us to feel as though we have people fighting for us. And the truth is, we continue just to slip further and further and further and further to the left. Nobody's really pushing back. So that's how the America First Pact got started and the reason. But it's grown so much that we are now in the process of starting America First Pact chapters, state chapters throughout the country. And our first chapter to get up and running is in Michigan. Washington State chapter is about to begin. And then we have several other states that are about to launch as well. So it's going to be about motivating the community, educating the community, nominating America First candidates, and really, again, trying to push and get people to understand that this is a battle that we can win, but we've got to fight the battle to win it.
Well, right now, the way things are going, Corey, and a lot of the ambition and work that you've done, is this grassroots campaign right now is probably one of the best that I've seen in this state. And I have a lot of hope that we're going to prevail to make some changes in Olympia here.
Yeah, no, I agree. This is our time. This is our chance. We certainly have a great candidate to rally behind. I want to say again, it's an interesting thing. There's oftentimes this idea that we need to and by the way, I'm new to politics, for the record. Like, I'm no in fact, I haven't been elected, so I'm not even a politician, I don't think. But when you look at the people that are running and stuff, it's like there's this sense that we need to not like the people that are running against us. And I think here's the truth that we need to be open to, is the fact that from the conservative side, we're inevitably, there's going to be people that enter the race. And these people are going to probably be people with the best possible intentions. They're going to get in there and they're going to want to do the job, and they're going to want to fight for our country and save us from the tyranny that's facing us here in our state. But what matters now more than anything is who can get elected, right? Who can we actually get elected to get the job done? Because supporting somebody because you believe in their values and what they're going to do isn't enough in this state. That's got to be a part of it, but it's got to be the right person who actually has the ability to peel some votes away from folks on the other side of the mountains who would normally vote, for a Democrat. We think we really feel that we see that in Semi Berg, which is what makes it exciting. So, I think that we need to, it's easy for us, especially watching the news, it's easy for us to be down about our situation. But the truth is we need to be optimistic. Our country, our state requires that of us right now. And so there's a lot to be positive about. And I think that the initiatives and the projects that I even spoke about in our interview here, and the candidate himself, these are all reasons for us to be motivated. So we're going to continue to push hard to make people motivated, to unite folks that normally wouldn't be united, and do the job that needs to be done so that we can save our country, save our state.
Well, the one thing really got going for us is people love a strong leader, and Semi has leadership qualities that are, not found in probably any other candidate that we've seen in a long time. And I think that's going to garner a lot of support because, you know, people like somebody that stands up and wants to, you know, unite the people. And that's basically where Semi's at, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. You know, most people have to run on intention, right? They have to run on, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I believe in. This is what I'm going to do. Semi has already fought to, he was crucial in ending the Washington State mask mandate in schools. He, as the first, and, you know, identity politics is something that we all hate, but I think that there's an interesting element in this particular fact, and that's that he was the first Black person ever elected to the school board of Richland, and that also ended up being the same person that fought to end the ability for the district to teach critical race theory in schools. He's already done the jobs that so many people in our communities are hoping and praying that their leaders are going to do for them. So he's not running just on good intention. He's running with a background of actual action that you can take to the bank, that when he gets into the governor's mansion, he's going to bring that action with him. And that's enough. One more reason to be excited, right? Is it's a proven leader who's already stepped up to the plate and made tremendous sacrifices in order to do what's right, to do what's right for parents, to do what's right for kids, to do what's right for Washington.
Yes. Bird for Governor site with the videos and stuff that you guys have put on there are very interesting and great to listen to. And I just encourage people to go there to birdforgovernor.com and listen to what Semi is saying. I think he has some very valuable information there. And Corey, I just really appreciate you, your work and your ambition that's going into this campaign. And we've been talking with Corey Gibson, Communications Director for the Bird for Governor campaign and founder of American First Pact. And he is it's just been great that you've taken time today for this interview. And I thank you, Corey.
I thank you, Delmar. Keep doing the great job that you're doing. Very, very appreciative of it.